Good morning. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 5th of March 2025. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's good to be back here in the cool of the lovely Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre.
Yes.
Lower ground floor of the Civic Centre.
Yes.
Beautifully refurbished. Surrounded by, quite appropriately, by a lot of history, so
yes,
good to be here. I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Try again, company. The men resumed work on Tuesday evening and began sinking on Wednesday morning. Two shafts were put into the lode where the mishap took place, and the ground has since been examined and shows a splendid body of quartz, giving excellent prospects, the stone resembling that of the Lady Alice mine. The water has greatly increased, rendering an enlarged stroke necessary, but the engine is working splendidly and keeps the water down easily. Everything is looking prosperous. Patches of gold-bearing quartz have been previously met with, but it is believed that a permanent lode has now been struck, which it is anticipated will, in a short time, give us good returns as the sister mine of the Lady Alice Company. So that's the Try Again Company.
What a lovely name for a mine.
I couldn't work out what the headline actually meant, and they must have had some sort of cave-in or something like that.
With a mishap.
Well, they're referring to a mishap taking place, and obviously they've got the groundwater coming up.
And that was the biggest problem with mining.
Yeah,
was that's stopped it in Ballarat.
Oh, was it really?
Mining. Yeah, yeah. It was always said, and I don't see any truth in it. There was more gold under the ground than was ever taken out, but they couldn't. It just wasn't viable to mine it anymore because it was costing too much to pump.
Yeah.
So it outweighed the cost of what they were finding.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, though.
Especially with the pumping equipment they had then. So, I move on to 100 years ago, the fruit problem. The rains, which fell so bounteously in February, proved unkind to many of the grape growers who looked forward to good current crops. The distilleries will be more than oversupplied and waste will ensue. The world market for wine and spirits is anything but cheering. Not only is actual consumption in gallons going down year after year all over the world, but the rise in prices means a fresh factor in bringing about limitations of markets for alcoholic products. So, of course, yes, it was the end of the wine industry, or not. But I guess 100 years ago, prohibition in the US was probably having an effect as well.
Because well, 1920s,
after the war, so this was early days of prohibition.
Yeah.
So that came in about...
Yes, you forget 100 years ago, because I think 100 years ago, and I'm thinking back in the 1880s and 1890s, and suddenly, 100 years ago was the 1920s.
Yeah, the swinging 20s.
Yes, which isn't that far off of... It's creeping closer to my decade, which is the 1950s, so it's like, getting older here. 50 years ago, hundreds joined fight to save houses, stock. Hundreds of firefighters and 40 EFS units, that's Emergency Fire Service units, were called in to battle a bushfire which burnt about 1,000 hectares in the Wantry Hill area last Sunday. A number of new homes were threatened in the blaze, which burnt to within 2.5 kilometres of Williamstown. The fire was brought under control at nightfall when a wind turned it towards the South Para Reservoir. It was reported that about 500 sheep and 100 cattle were killed. The fire also destroyed thousands of dollars' worth of timber in the pine forests.
I once read an article about Williamstown pointing out what a fire risk that town is.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Which put me off everyone to buy a house
Williamstown and Kersbrook, all those little towns.
Very vulnerable.
Yeah.
But especially Williamstown because of the pine forest, which is highly flammable. So they were lucky to probably have saved it then.
Yes,
I have.
That's why they have the big breaks between the pine, each of the pine plantations.
Yes.
You know, they'll have a big break of several hundred metres. Yeah. It gives them a chance to control it in between.
Yeah. Mm. As a kid, Mum thought, I'll burn the Christmas tree, and she put it in the fire and nearly burnt the house down.
Oh, it would have gone up like a bomb.
It did.
Yeah. Literally, because they're so full of oil.
Yeah. Surprised she didn't know. Anyway, 25 years ago, unfinished business, says Mayor. Mayor of Gawler, Dr. Bruce Eastick, has confirmed he wants the mayoral job for another 3 years as nominations for the May local government elections open this week. Dr. Eastick, who first joined Gawler Council as a Williston ward councillor in 1963, said he had unfinished business in his years of service to the local community. Under new Local Government Act regulations, nominees for the mayoral role no longer need previous council experience. Ah, okay. Didn't know that was, I thought it was just the way it always was here in South Australia. But yes, I think he just loved the job.
Oh, he loved his community. He loved community work.
He did.
He's 97 now, I think, 98 this year.
So he must have been quite young in 63 when he became a councillor. Well, that must have been young.
Like 60 years ago, so in his 30s.
Yeah. Which is relatively for a councillor.
Yeah. I mean, he was in Rotary, I think, by then. He was busy veterinary work. And he's always been busy man. But 10 years ago, Danger Road's speed drop. A resident living on the Gawler One Tree Hill Road has welcomed a proposal to drop the speed limit to 80 kilometres per hour. The Department of Planning and The Department of Planning, Transport and Infrastructure is currently amending the speed zoning plans along the road from 100 kilometres to 80 kilometres per hour. But the proposed 20 kilometre per hour reduction will require approval from the Commissioner of Highways. Bibiringa resident Wayne Halligan, who played a part in presenting a deputation to Playford Council recommending the change, said he was pleased the speed limit looked likely to drop. 20 kilometres per hour is a big difference. Your reaction time is much better at 80 kilometres per hour than 100 kilometres per hour. I would say your reaction time is actually no different. Yeah, it's just that at 80 kilometres per hour, you've got a better chance of
braking. Yes,
you would react the same speed, but your chances of having a better outcome. Mm. But anyway, I'm not going to pick a fine point. Yeah. And, you know, I think 80 kilometres per hour, I drive along that road, you know, I won't say frequently, but enough to know, be familiar with it. And 80 kilometres an hour is fast enough.
Yes, there's a... I actually sort of question some of the 100 zones, much so I like to do 100.
But well, you know, I do 100.
That should be probably...
On my roads.
Well, that's it.
That is. We're finished for the week.
We're finished for the week.
Well, enjoy your week.
Absolutely. Until next week, Kate. For all life.